heart should become a mirror. And when that heart becomes a mirror, you will see the things in that mirror. Means in your heart you will see what? You will see the unification. The unification that doesn't exist for you now. Because if I tell you there is a painting on the wall, you look at it, what do you see? Look at it. What do you see? You see a painting, but you don't see the painter. How could you separate them? Because painting and the painter are the same, aren't they? My God. Without one, the other one doesn't exist. But you divide it, why? Because it's easy. Because the painter doesn't matter to you. As long as you are the wolf, you're interested in food, not the maker of the food. And that, the other one, farsh, that carpet, has nothing to do with carpet and Persian carpet. Because it's farsh-e-doulat. Farsh-e-doulat, I don't know how he translated it. Was the carpet of empire. This doulat is quite understandable in one of his ghazals. I think all of you have heard about that ghazal, because I mention it a lot, because Rumi put it so black and white that you cannot even forget it. He says, I was dead, I became alive. I was crying, I became the laughter. Do you remember? And Dawlat-e-Ishq arrived and I became Dawlat-e-Payande. Did you hear the Dawlat over there? That Dawlat is something. It has a lot of different meanings, and nowadays it's very confusing because mainly it means the government. But at the Rumi's time it had nothing to do with the government, because government was called Caliph at that time and things like that. But Dawlat means righteousness, means being rich. Because now in Iran, if you will say the guy is Dawlatman, means is filthy rich. That's what Dawlat is. So being in the position to control everything, to govern everything, to have everything, all of that is Dawlat, right? And this Dawlat is not something that belongs to you. It will be given to you. How? Like a red carpet. You understand? The red carpet was prepared for you. So whatever big, lovely stuff comes from beloved to me, it's like a red carpet laid down for me, because I'm the lucky one. Right? Here, it means that you will see the carpet of that Dawlat of having whatever, and you will see the one who lays the carpet for you. You will understand the chance, and you will understand the chance giver. In a way, it means like that. So, what was the message here? From where we started was that let go of understanding. Try to have a pure heart, then you will see both sides of the coin. Because whenever you're thinking, your intelligence looks at one side of the coin. For me, what is good for me? You have to see both sides of the coin. How could you do that? The point is coming. So, remember, I claimed, I may be wrong, that the first paragraph of book 2 has two parts. First part is finished. First part was that you should be patient. This is not something to rush. This is something that will happen. And this is not something to understand. This is something to become, to be really that. And there is a way to that, because we have different assets, something more than animals. It'll start with the common sense and we'll go on to the next, which is imagination. That was the first part. The important one now, the second part. The second part starts with some imagination. Before going to that, let's refresh our mind. What is imagination? A simple question put to the guy and the other one, and to you. What is imagination? Yes?
Creativity.
A very big claim, because I know someone whose imagination is always towards the pornography and he has never been creative. Let's do it simpler. Imagine about something. Imagine something that you could do, right? Okay, keep it for you, right? Whatever you imagined, it will fade away. I mean, 2 months from now, if I ask you, what did you imagine that night? Do you remember it? The people who will remember it 2 months from now, raise your hand. How about 5 years? How about if you are watching a plane that the rest of us are seated on that plane, and this plane will take off, you're doing this, you're happy, you're getting rid of us, then there is a crash. In that moment, what will happen to this imagination? I'm not talking about remembering it. That imagination to be with you in that moment. Is it? Because the imagination, what we imagine, is temporary. No matter what. Because you imagine it, means it's here and here. I don't go that far, I take back the plane and all of that. I just make you drink 2 glasses of a very good scotch. So your brain is off, your imagination is off. There is only one. If it is there, it's always there. It's the image of beloved. If you are in love, in every moment, the imagination of beloved is with you. Because if it is not, you are not in love. We are talking about some special image. And trying to imagine something which is not imaginable. To do something. Up to now, Rumi is talking about stories. Why? We hear the stories about donkey, about monkey, about rabbit. Just to provoke your imagination, to build up somewhere else. That somewhere else counts. How much does it count? Let's hear it. Be ready to first listen to all these verses without my interruption for at least these 2 pages. Then I restarted. Listen, because he's talking about the way we do it, out of intelligence. Peter.
The phantom of my friend.
It means the imagination of my friend, the image of my friend. Phantom, I'm sorry, it was not my choice. Yes.
The phantom of my friend seemed like Khalil. Its form an idol, its reality a breaker of idols. Thanks be to God that when he appeared, my spirit beheld in his phantom its own phantom. The dust of thy threshold was bewitching my heart, dust on him that was patient without thy dust. I said, if I am beautiful, I shall receive this from him. And if not, he has indeed laughed at ugly me. The plan is this, that I look at myself, otherwise he will laugh at me. How shall I buy? He is beautiful and a lover of beauty. How should a fresh young man choose a decrepit old woman? The beautiful attracts the beautiful. Know this. Recite thereon, the good women for the good men. In this world, everything attracts something. The hot draws the hot, and the cold. The worthless sort attract the worthless. The lasting are rejoiced by the lasting. Those of the fire attract those of the fire. Those of the light seek those of the light. When you shut your eye, you have a feeling of anguish. The eye cannot do without the light of the window. Your discomfort was the light in your eye straining to be joined speedily with the daylight. If you feel distress while your eyes are unclosed, know that you have shut the eye of your heart. Open it. Recognize that is the craving of the eyes of your heart, which is seeking the immeasurable light. Inasmuch as the separation of those two impermanent lights brought you discomfort, you opened your eyes. The separation, then, of those two everlasting lights will bring you discomfort. Guard them. Since he is calling me, I will look to see whether I am worthy to be drawn or whether I am ill-favored. If a charming person makes an ugly one at his heels, 'tis a mockery that he makes of him. How, I wonder, shall I behold my own face, so as to see what complexion I have, and whether I am like day or like night? For a long while I was seeking the image of my soul. My image was not displayed by anyone. After all, I said, what is a mirror for? That everyone may know what and who he is. The mirror of iron is for husks. The mirror that shows the aspect of the heart is of great price. The soul's mirror is naught but the face of the friend, the face of that friend who is of yonder country. I said, O heart, seek the universal mirror. Go to the sea. The business will not succeed by means of the river. In this quest, thy slave arrived at thy dwelling place. The pains drew Mary to the palm tree.
And it is enough. Who understood what? Please show your honesty. Did you understand anything from all of this? Yes, sometimes the blah, blah, blah is nice. Looks nice. But I don't know if you get it or not. I doubt it a lot. When it is read in Persian, I have a doubt. When it is translated like this, impossible to understand. Because here, at the beginning of this book, this is the first session after 2 years, and he started to do something right from the beginning. Remember? I showed it to you. He started to play with the words. To say one word with two meanings and play with it, because it's that. That's the instrument that he's going to use in this book. So you should pay attention to the words. And he uses the words as the opposite meaning, because they carry that. Like the central, deepest down in me is called Aql, and intelligence outside is called Aql, is always like that, because there's no other way. We are using the language made for business, because that's what language was created for, logically for business, and we are using it differently, poetically, stories to provoke the imagination and the words. Let me start to explain it to you.